This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Alongside Seth Payne, I'm Sean Bajani, in for Sean Pendergast. Like to text in the show, 713-572-4610, 572-4610. Appreciate all of those joining us on Twitch and YouTube this morning. We told you earlier about retirement. Ronald Darby telling the Texans that he's going to retire. And that was first reported by Aaron Wilson of KPRC Local 2, nixing the one-year, $2.5 million deal that he'd signed earlier this offseason. According to reports, a source said that it was, quote, totally unexpected. Now, we said earlier, it's like, man, I don't even mention Darby when you talk about, like, the secondary. And it's so
true. It
was
unexpected, especially in that I never actually thought to consider whether or not Ronald Darby was going to retire or remind myself that, yeah, Ronald Darby is on this team.
Yeah. But I asked the question, you know, does his retirement clear the way for a Texans rookie? And I ask because Aaron Wilson, you know, had wrote in his reporting yesterday, quote, the Texans are well stocked at corner with the presence of all-pro selection Derek Stingley Jr. as well as returning starter Kamari Lassiter. And they drafted versatile USC corner Jalen Smith in the third round. The Texans are pleased with Smith's early development and envision a solid role for him. You know, you look at the depth chart, Seth, are you as confident in the depth without Ronald Darby just at the cornerback position right now with Stingley, with Lassiter? Because beyond those two,
right,
it's Tremont Smith, who this is what, his second, maybe third iteration with the Texans coming from Denver. Now you add Jalen Smith, that third-round rookie. Beyond him, it's D'Angelo Ross and Kedron Callaghan. Do you need to be deeper at that position? How do you feel about it at this point?
I think that they would have more veteran experience back there, because at the very least you want somebody that can come in and play the scheme and be okay with it and cool with it. And Tremont Smith's now had a few years, but I like the more veterans as possible. Now, last year, it didn't necessarily work out because, both of the failed first-round picks that were in camp, Okuda and I'm blanking on the other one.
Yeah, Okuda's like, the only one I can remember, too.
I think it's there are guys out there. Look, Ronald Darby was on a one-year, $2 million contract. It's not like all of a sudden this was some part of the key linchpins of success for the Texans this year. I'm guessing that, yeah, there's a chance they replace Ronald Darby with some other veteran type of guy who's either still out there, or you trade a sixth-round pick for him, or you pick him off of waivers during training camp. The biggest part, I guess, where it becomes a concern is that, man, last year was the first time that Derek Stingley played an entire NFL season. It was the first time he had a healthy season in college or in the NFL since 2019. And I don't want to just kind of whistle past the potential issue of a guy that might, you know, have injuries again in the future, just given his history. So one of the big X factors is, okay, how does Jalen Smith factor into all of this, a third round pick? And I think I would look at Jalen Smith as a guy. It's funny. I don't know. The first time I learned of Jalen Smith, I went and watched his highlight reel from USC.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've ever seen a defensive back where, like, the first 15 highlights were all tackles for a loss, blitzes, things like this. It was stuff in the run game and or sacking the quarterback as part of a blitz more so than the actual coverage skill. So, he's really good at press man, but also in college you get away with a lot more handsiness.
Right.
So I don't – like, if I had to stick him on an island on the outside in week one because somebody was injured, I'd be really skeptical of that. I see what they see in him, and I think, yes, I could totally understand. He was drafted appropriately, et cetera, et cetera. It's not like I feel like, oh yeah, this is a slam dunk. This is the steal of the draft, and he can go out there in week one.
Texter said C.J. Henderson. That was the other guy that we were trying to think of.
Yeah.
The Texans, I feel like, have had a pretty good success rate in terms of early playing time, early opportunity for rookies. And that's probably been more the case over the course of the last 3 years, really, since, you know, they started to rebuild and become competitive. So maybe it's kind of obvious, but I also think, you know, you have to give them credit for having the eye for the talent and the ability to go out and get guys that they know can come in, learn a system, and be effective right away. In the secondary, maybe some guys that we don't, you know, give enough credit to. When you think of the defense, you know, it's D'Amico Ryans. And hey, look, that's his baby, but you know, they're position coaches and certainly guys like, Dino Vasso and, I forget their cornerbacks coach. They've been there for a couple of years and they've coached these guys up and they've gotten pretty damn good early return on them. So the idea that Jalen Smith, needs to come in right away or, you know, in a lesser role behind Lassiter and Stingley could be productive. It's not crazy. I'm with you, though. I would like a more veteran presence back there just on second thought because I do feel good about the secondary in general, but we know injuries can happen. And
yeah.
Derek Stingley, I don't know that we've all reached a point yet where, hey, let's pencil this guy in for 17 games and you feel great about it.
Well, and I think that is one part. This is what the development that I don't think I've seen or heard a lot of people talk about this, but that I would love if this ends up being the case. If you look at the Chiefs have been able to withstand departures from their secondary because they've drafted well, but also coached those guys up really well as well. So, the Chiefs feel confident that, all right, we can coach these guys up, we can get them playing, and they've done a great job of it. The Chiefs, they've ridden that defense for a couple of years now. And I think the fact that you had that secondary last year where Kamari Lassiter came in very polished by rookie standards. Kalen Bullock was not polished whatsoever. And he improved a lot as the year went along. But he still has improving to do. Like, he's not a finished product yet, but the upside is, right, like, you saw the playmaking ability. You saw the improvement over the course of the season. A lot of his upside might just be simply getting on the jugs machine and coming down with some of these near interceptions that he's gotten.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But like Dino Vasso, the cornerback's coach, and Adegoke, the
yes.
safety's coach.
Yes.
A lot of that, I think, is on them. You have to give them credit. When you have a secondary that's got two rookies starting the entire season or for most of the season, and you end up being the unit that they became, it's tempting to think, oh, yep, here you go. Best defensive backfield in the league. You got to be careful with that. Like as Matt Burke said the other day, the three most dangerous words in the language are "I got it." Like just don't think they're like, okay, that's what we did last year. We're all set. We're good to go. Let's work on it. Like no, it's always back to basics.
I know, but it on paper, Seth, it's hard to not look at this defense and say, wow. A defense that finished top six in the NFL last year and saw as much production as they did in the secondary alone. How are they not better right now?
They were okay. They were not. They were top six in yardage, which is a bogus stat. They were 15th or 16th in points allowed. So
points allowed.
The first thing when I say that is people say, "Well, they didn't get help from the offense." No, that's part of it. But part of it was that they allowed. They were one of the worst in the league at allowing big chunk plays and long touchdown passes. And a lot of that is a testament to how young they were in the secondary. So, like there's a lot of like the simple advanced stat of allowing fewer points. It is a real thing. Like they have a lot of playmakers. That's true. And they did a great job with that, but they weren't a consistently sound defense last year. That's the next step they have to take to where they're a genuinely elite defense. And yes, also get some help from the offense. Cause part of that is they get put in a position where they're having to be on the field or defend as much as they did. You're gonna end up letting a few slip through the screen at times.
Yeah.
So So I'm intrigued by it, but I'm still like you got to maintain that level of vigilance. That man, just because it was promising last year, just because Kalen Bullock made a lot of improvement, doesn't mean that all of a sudden, you know. And realistically, Jalen Petrie did some really good things, but man, like there's some liabilities with Jalen Petrie when he's out there in man coverage. And teams are spending the offseason looking at that and figuring that out. So they're still, I think they could be one of the better defensive backfields in the league, but there's still things that they need to hammer out if they want to be genuinely elite.
I think both can be true, though, too. And what you just said that, hey, they gave up a lot of big plays last year. Yeah, sure, they did. But I wonder how many of those big plays, too, you know, came after a missed tackle. Like the missed tackles. It was, to memory, a little less prevalent last season than it was the year prior to that. And you mentioned Jalen Petrie. That's something I feel like he's gotten a little bit better at. I don't know if the numbers prove it out, but, you know, I think I told you this earlier. Like, the eye test, it looked like he was in better position. It looked like he was more comfortable and had more success.
But when you end up with Jalen Petrie one-on-one versus Davante Adams without safety help over the top, he's going to get dusted at times. And we saw that in training camp last year. I was skeptical that they were going to use Jalen Petrie in the slot as much as they were during training camp because he was getting destroyed in man coverage in training camp. And like physically, anatomically, he's not a cornerback. He is a safety/linebacker. That's where it comes to D'Amico and Matt Burke and kind of balancing out. Like, I don't expect him to ever be as good in coverage as an elite nickelback. Like, he is a nickel. He's a nickelback. He's a nickel linebacker more so than he is a nickelback. And you just got to manage that in some ways. And at times, when you have a deeper secondary and you have more actual cornerbacks on the team, there's times where you'd rather have a cornerback playing slot corner than then that's what I should have said. He's not a slot corner. He's a nickelback. You know, there's times where you want an actual slot corner there instead of Jalen Petrie covering a Davante Adams or somebody like that. In terms of missed tackles last year, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because people know I get agitated about this. They were the sixth worst team in the NFL in terms of missed tackles last year.
God bless. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good. He's Seth Payne, Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. Final hour coming up. You know, we'll get to this. You know, we're talking about some concerns right now, maybe in the secondary. Okay, well, what else should we be a little concerned or scared of with the Texans right now as they resume their second round of OTAs? That's next at Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.